praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Warren. God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for everything you've done for us, for another service to get to come and sing your praises and worship you and see you singing and see you testifying and hear you preach to us, Lord. And we ask that you bless this part of the service. Have your way. I always like to say, move the hearer and the speaker out of the way. Give us what we need. Answer our questions, Lord. Shine it up and make it brighter that much more for us. You've been so good to us. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And Lord, be with those that aren't here this morning, Lord, that might need a touch in their body, Lord, or might be traveling. Give them a safe journey. Give their body a touch, Lord. Lord, those that need a physical touch from you, Lord, you said by your stripes we're healed. And we ask that you move, and we send your word that way. And Lord, as we preach this morning, Lord, it's not a bunch of notes I have up here or my intellectualism, Lord. Just move me on out of the way and you have your way. You preach to us, Lord, and give us what we need and quicken it to us and give us a clear understanding. Thank you for an opportunity to gather ourselves together one more time. And it's because, Lord, we do see that day approaching. We see that it's the end time, but we know that we have a great God that's watched over us and got us to right where we are to this day. And we know that you'll see us the rest of the way through. Thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning to everybody. And
good morning.
It's good to be back to Little Bethlehem and fellowship with you all. And always a blessing to come down and see you all. And I think Mom and Dad are having a good time. And I believe they're on their way back today. I don't know if they're going to make it all the way back. But we miss seeing them this morning. But glad they're getting away for a little bit. Amen. Always enjoy the songs and the testimony. I enjoyed that song you wrote, Brother David. That's a good song. I was thinking when you put that on there, I need to get those words from you. I like that song. Great. You know, it's good to have songs with revelation behind them, you know.
Amen.
It's not just singing words, it's singing something with meaning. Because we love God, and God loves us. And before I get going too much, you know, I wanted to share with you so you guys can pray with us. My good buddy, Brother James Pickens, you guys know him quite well. He's not doing too well. He's in the hospital this morning. And but we know God's able. God's going to get him through it. He's actually in the list for a liver transplant. And so we want to continue to pray for our brother, that God will give him a good liver. I was hearing Brother Moore before I came in here this morning, and he said he's going to need a preaching liver. So he's got to be able to withstand the preaching he's going to do. So we know that God's more than able, and that God will take care of him. But I just wanted to share that with you so you could be in prayer with us and pray for our brother, that he can get back up on his feet and do the work of the Lord that God has ordained for him to do. We know that God's able. That's the thing about it. God's got us this far. He's not got us this far to leave us. So
Amen.
He'll get us all the way through. And it's interesting to say it like that because I studied yesterday. I did the thing that Paul told me to do, study to show thyself approved.
Right.
But you know, anytime you study or try to get a message together, a real preacher wants what God wants. It's not because I got a bunch of notes up here that I've got to get to these notes. It's got to be this way. No, we want to do and bring what God wants us to bring. And so I was driving down here and just so happened, God put this scripture on my mind. So this isn't a new scripture, but this is just fresh for me this morning because this is not the scripture I studied, but I believe God will work it around and tie it in some of my notes. But if he doesn't, you know what? We want what God wants anyhow.
Right.
Because I didn't come here really to hear from man. Now, it's good to see family today, and I always say that when I'm down here. And so that's nice, but I come to church because I believe God's here.
Amen.
I come to church because I believe God's real, and that He's this Word's real, and that He wants to talk to us. And I don't believe that He only is answering us in a prayer closet. I actually believe He shows up at church and talks to us through flesh, Brother David, and lift the ear and can shake your hand. And so I'm here for serious business. I'm here to see what God wants and hear from God, because that's what this thing's about. You know, that's why we're a blessed group of people.
Yes.
You know, many people are at church this morning, and God bless them, sincere, good church-going people.
Amen.
And I believe some of them will be in heaven with us even.
Right.
But do you realize some of the people are at church this morning, and it's just a ritual to them?
Right.
It's just a form. It's just a fashion. They have no idea about a prophet.
Yes.
They have no idea. And it is good to know that Jesus paid the price.
Yes.
Oh, that's the really, you know, as Paul said one time, I preach Christ crucified and Him alone. That's the greatest thing I can preach to you.
Yes.
But do you realize this morning people are going to church and they don't even realize there's a present tense God right now doing things in this day and hour. They're looking to 2,000 years ago, or looking to something that happened a while ago. But God is actually here today, and He sent a prophet at the end time to use Him and show us things that's going and things that are to be and things that's been happening. And we have that revelation this morning.
Yes.
As the bride of Jesus Christ, we're a blessed group of people. That's why John even said in Revelation, the first chapter, verse 3, blessed are they that can read and hear and keep the words of this prophecy. Because that book of Revelations was written by Jesus Himself. And it's the one book He wrote. And everybody, most people avoid that book because it's a book of symbols. They don't know how to explain it or how to work through it. Yet here we are this morning. And it's a book we go to quite often because really it's our book.
Amen.
It's the letter to the bride. It's to us. It's for us. And so, thank God for a revelation. Thank God we have what we have. And I love it because, you know, so many people have almost made it a complicated thing.
Right.
And you know, I believe in reading my Bible. I believe in praying. Lately, I've been doing it more, and I don't say it as like I'm being good. I just, I do love the Word of God. But this is more than just intellectual study. It's more, you know, people have packed this around and people are packing it to church this morning and they've had it for a long time, but it hasn't helped them a lot.
Yes.
But what you need is you need God to take the letters of these that's written on these pages and quicken it to you and make it real. And what's so great about God is He can become so simple. He can take things where people say, oh, it's so deep, or have you heard about the seven thunders, and they'll throw these terms at you. But God will break it down to us and make it so real to us that He'll take something so great and give it to the individual sitting here this morning to where you can apply it to your life.
Amen.
Oh, if after I'm done preaching today, if God hasn't taken something and helped you along your way in your everyday life, I don't feel like I've done my job. If I send you out of here and it's more confusing than when you came in here, or you think you got to work and study something and get some big, great revelation, I haven't done my job. Now, when I say that, I'm just here preaching. God's the one that's got to quicken it to you. But I want to preach it in such a way that to show you how simple it is. We have the greatest revelation on the face of the earth, yet it's God so made it so simple that He's brought it down to where a child can understand it.
Amen.
Even Jesus Himself said, I thank Thee, Heavenly Father, that You have hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed it unto babes such that will learn. Oh, that's what's so great about God. Oh, we were talking about John on the Isle of Patmos. That island, if you read about it, wasn't a great island. It had snakes on it, scorpions on it. It wasn't a desirable island that everybody wanted to be on. But that sounds like God to me.
Yes.
He'll take the thing that people least expect.
Yes.
He'll take a prophet that barely didn't get through school and confound the world with him.
Right.
He'll take Jesus and bring him through a barn and have him be born in a manger with the cows all around him instead of some great big hospital. God will take something that's least expected and make it great. He'll take the uneducated, people, common people like you and me, and He'll reveal His Word to us. And then we're out there with the greatest revelation. In one sense, the most common people on the face of the earth, and on the other side, we're the people that walk around the face of the earth with the greatest revelation.
Amen.
Oh, I love God for that.
Right.
They'll take the person that you don't think looks so good sometimes, or the person that don't have all the great abilities, and he'll put them up here and have them preaching to you.
Right.
God's greater than this world.
Amen.
No matter how educated that they try to make it.
Amen.
Right.
And so he's a great God, and he knows what he's doing. And so I want to preach in such a way that you walk out here today like the two people that met Jesus on the way to Emmaus. They said, did not our hearts burn within us when we talked to him along the way? I'm here to fellowship with God. I'm here to talk to God. I'm here to hear from God. I want to leave here today and say, didn't we have a good time? Didn't the word bless you?
Right.
I've come to get some strength. I've come to sharpen my sword. I've come to make my armor a little bit shining up, Brother Warren. I've come to where when I walk out of here, I'm ready to fight the devil a little bit more.
Right.
You know, the devil's after us more than he's after anybody else.
Yes.
That's who do you think? He's got the world. Right. He's already got them. Who's he trying to get? He's trying to get the church of the living God.
Right.
But thank God he's given us the armor. It says put on the whole armor of God. Put on the breastplate of faith. Put on the helmet of salvation. Take the sword of the Spirit. And on and on and on. We can withstand the wiles of the devil.
Right.
And I want to give you a little bit more of that. So let's turn to Philippians. Chapter 1. And I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, Paul and Timotheus, which is Timothy, I think, and the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons.
Amen.
Grace be unto you. And you know that right there is not my message, but I like that.
Yeah.
Grace be unto you.
Right.
Paul was the one, and he was a prophet, so of course, but he was trying to get those legalistic Jews that had lived by the law to realize that Christ had come
right.
and that they needed the grace of God. We need the grace of God, people.
Yes.
We're not worthy on our own. No matter how holy you think you live, and I hope you live as good as you can for God.
Right.
That's the desire of the bride. But no matter how good, it's still filthy rags. Jesus paid it on. Thank God he did. Grace be unto you.
Right.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound
right.
that saved a wretch like me. And peace. Thank God we got the word of peace here. From God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. You know, that's a nice thing to be able to say.
Yes.
Because you know, you think about everyday life. There's some people, Brother Jim, I don't hear too much to remember. There's some people that have, and I don't mean that judgmental, because I'm like, God, I'm not willing to any man should perish. You know, I forgive people, but in my memory bank sometimes, my emotion, there's some people I don't like to think about more than others. It's good to want to be remembered.
Right.
And I'm here this morning. I can say that about this church. I think about you guys quite often. You're my memory banks in a good way.
Amen.
And I thank God for those good memories.
Yeah.
Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. We pray for one another.
Amen.
For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. That's what we've been doing. Just fellowshipping in the gospel.
Amen.
I'm here this morning just to share a little bit of what I understand
right.
and hoping it can bless you. You guys will come and share with us and bless us. Thank God we have that kind of fellowship.
Yes.
How can two walk together except they be agreed?
Right.
Amen.
Now here's where I wanted to get to. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, I like that this morning.
Amen.
Being confident, Brother David,
yes.
that he who began a good work.
Yes.
My other scripture was Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2 there. You can read it. But what does it say? Let us lay aside every weight which so easily beset us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He who begin a good work
right.
will see it all the way through.
Amen.
Oh, you don't have to worry and think you're going to get this thing and lose this thing. If God's ever called you, and if you've ever been born again one time, you don't get born again and lose it one day and have to get born again.
Right.
If you ever got this thing,
Amen.
You always got this thing, and you're sealed until the day of your redemption.
Right.
Now, I want to talk about this for a little while and then eventually bring it over to the church. But do you realize he who began? Oh, I thank God that I understand this thing the way I do. I thank God I can even remember, and there's no rule that says you got to remember the day you were born again. But I thank God I can remember kind of when I got born again, Brother Jim. Oh, that's a good memory for me. But I want to go before then. Do you realize, and when I say this quite often when I come down here, we were in the mind of God before the world ever even began. Amen. We were an attribute of God in His thinking. That's what Brother Branham described eternity. He said it has no beginning and no ending. If you're ever eternal, you always were part of God. We were in the mind of God before He was even called God. Amen. Because Brother Branham said God's an object of worship, and there was nothing there to worship Him. He was Elohim. We were part of God, part of what He wanted, one of His very attributes in His mind.
Amen.
Oh, when you can connect yourself to that, I think that starts taking away some worry, Brother Tom. I was in God's mind. What, this little space of time down here, the things I go through, you think I'm going to let it slow me down serving God? Wait a minute, devil. I was come from God. I'm going back to Him. I was in His mind before the foundation of the world. Oh, that gets me excited.
Amen.
That, when I start thinking like this, it makes these little trials seem very small, even smaller than they already felt. This little space of time and the things I go through and the trials I go through and the little tribulations I go through, oh, they build my character. They help me along the way. But no matter how rough they get, I got a promise I come from God, and I'm going back to God, and He will see me all the way through.
Right.
Now, He who began, thank God for Him coming and finding me. And you know the Bible, and I told you I want to keep this simple, says in Acts, the second chapter, verse 38, repent. Now, this is a promise. And I was reading something the other day, Brother Branham said, I'm paraphrasing here. He said, this has been in the Bible for 2,000 years, and people read it every day, but they never get in the spirit of it. Because if they got in the spirit of it, it actually would happen for them. Because you realize Acts 2 and 38 is the promise of the new birth to you?
Amen.
That's the way God does it. He says, repent. You got to repent. You got to recognize you're not good enough on your own, that you need Jesus, that you're not perfect. Repent. Repent just means to turn around. And God again. And be ye baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to read this. I don't want to cheat you out of this. Let's make sure we read this. Because you know what? We'll make it so hard sometimes, even how to get a new birth. And it's just written right here that how to get this thing done. Acts the second chapter, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins. Now listen, what it says right after. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh my.
Amen.
Oh, He can begin a good work in you. All it takes is one new birth. Oh, you don't have to understand all these terms sometimes we throw out. If you do good. The more you understand, the greater you're going to be able to whip that devil. But if you understand just one scripture, Brother Branham said, recognizing your day and this message is a new birth. Another place he said, Jesus Christ personally revealed to you is the new birth. Oh my, don't make it hard. You come to church one day, let God talk to you just one time. Repent, be baptized. You'll get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It will show and prove that you came from God, that you were in His mind. You'll be born again.
Amen.
And God will start, God really watches over you your whole life, because He ain't going to lose one of His elected seed.
Right.
I don't care how many abortion clinics there ever are and all this, and I'm not here to fight abortion clinics. I got bigger things to worry about than abortion clinics. But I don't care how many abortion clinics there are, they will never kill one of God's predestinated seed.
Right.
Every one of them will get here. They have to be here because they're part of God, and they will come back to Him. They couldn't get Moses when they tried to find him. And all they say, and God flowed him right down the river right to them. And they couldn't recognize him. They couldn't get Jesus when they tried to find him. And they won't get one predestinated seed. God watches over us. That car accident the devil tries to kill you with, it couldn't even touch you. Because God's got a time and a place. But thank God, He starts working on you and you get born again. And I don't want to make it be work on you like you got to all of a sudden live up to something and climb some ladder. I just want to tell you, we know how we get started. We come to church and we get born again. But here's the thing, and the point I really want to make. Let me first say this. You get born again, you have everything you need to go to heaven.
Yes.
You don't have to get born again a second time. You don't have to all of a sudden pray so many times or read so many message books or come to the altar so many times. We believe in praying. We believe in reading. But that ain't what's getting you ready for a journey. The Bible said, Jesus said, you must be born again if you want to see the kingdom of heaven. You get born again, you get to see the kingdom of heaven. There's not something you got to add. Now what happens, we keep coming to church. And we keep eating the word, and we keep getting stronger, and it gets brighter to us, and we get more understanding, and we whip the devil more with it, and we rejoice more with it. But it only takes one revelation that God can quicken to you, and that is the new birth.
Yes.
But sometimes we would almost think, because we're a child of God, that we're not going to go through anything. Or why am I going through this? Or I hope I can make it, you know, I don't know, I'll just talk about myself a little bit. Because I've been serving God for a little while, and I've went through some things. I went through a few trials. I went through a few tribulations. I went through school pressures. I went through mental battles. I went through sadness. I went through things that I did right and didn't do right. I went through things that had me down. I had some moments in my life, Brother David, that I wasn't sure if I was going to make it or not make it. I didn't know if I could bear them anymore, if I could go on any further. Was I going to be able to keep fighting a good fight? Why me? I'll just talk about myself. I won't put you where I'm at. Have you ever looked at God and said, why me? Why do I have to go through this? Why am I the one? And I don't know if I can make it. And then I'll come to the other side. If I live good enough, I can't live like so-and-so. You know, that's the other thing he's done to you in your career, right? You go to church, you see all these good people, good Christ-loving people, and you think to yourself, I don't live as good as they do. If I could only be like, just using your brother Jim, not that you would ever try to be like this, but I can't be as good as Brother Jim. He comes to church every service and reads scriptures, and he loves God. You know, the devil is lying to you,
sure, yeah,
trying to make you feel like you're not worthy.
Right.
But be confident, little bride. That's why I want to read that scripture. He who begin a good work in you, he will see you all the way through.
Right.
He will help you through the trial. He'll preach you word to lift you up. Don't ever stop serving God. He's got your back all the way through this thing.
Right.
You know, sometimes even the life we got, situations we go through. Brother Moore was getting ready to start preaching about that blind man in St. John, the 9th chapter. You know what the disciples first thought, or whoever was around Jesus when they saw that blind man, you know what they said to him? Who sinned? This man's mother or his father? That he's blind. They thought there had to be some simple reason why he's blind.
Yeah.
And you know what? Jesus looked at him and said, neither. He's blind so that the glory of God can be shown.
Amen.
We're getting ready to express the glory of God.
Amen.
Sometimes, I just want to point your own life sometimes. Well, why does my kid have to go do this? And why aren't they in church? Or why did I have to go through this? And I messed up in this part of my life. All things, as the Bible says, work together for the good to them that love God.
Amen.
And are the called according to His purpose.
Amen.
God's authoring this book right here. He's got me right where I'm supposed to be. Oh, let's talk about that a little while. Do you realize God's authoring this book right here? Do you realize you're a book, so to speak? Not another Bible, but Brother Bram used the expression to write another book of Acts, because you're the living, breathing Word of God. Written epistles, read by all men. You know, we want to help God sometimes. Well, why ain't I like this? Or I wish I had this gift. Or I wish I could sing like so-and-so. Let God author your life. He who begin a good work will see you all the way through.
Amen.
He'll give you what you need. You say, if you only got 20 revelations you understand today and somebody else you know has 200, thank God for the 20. That's what you need right now. He gives us everything we need, Brother David.
Right.
The Bible tells me, I'm the Lord thy God that supplies all your needs.
Amen.
I always like saying it like this. If I needed something, you better believe it, I'd have it. I have had everything I've needed to get to where I am today.
Yes.
God's given me as much word as I needed to get here today.
Amen.
He's helped me through trials because the Bible says I'm the Lord God that supplies all your needs.
Right.
I just believe He's that. And I believe God is the best builder there is. I believe He knows what we need. He knows how to build us up. He knows how to strengthen His word. He knows what trials to go through to build character. He knows the things and places we need to go. He's better at this than I am. Even Jesus said, who can add one cubit to your stature by taking thought?
Man.
If He's got His eyes on the little sparrows and the lilies in the field, how much more one of these? Oh, He's got His eyes on you, and He's building you up just the way you need to be built. And He has supplied us with all of our needs.
Right.
God's been on time every single time. In those moments when I didn't think I could carry on, somehow, Brother Jim, God showed up every time and gave me exactly what I needed to get me through it.
Right.
You know, if I need something else, Brother David, you know what? God will give it.
Yes.
If I need something to face tomorrow, He'll give it. I come to church today and say, give me a little bit more, Lord, so I can fight the devil tomorrow. I believe God gives us everything we need. He's the greatest author. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Lay aside all these weights that so easily beset you. Don't worry about the trials. Don't worry about the sickness. Don't worry about the financial issue. Just look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Oh, that gives me rest. I might come in here a little bit down about Brother James, but I'm getting reminded this morning. He who begin a good work in Brother James will see him all the way through. I don't believe God starts something and then just stops something.
Right.
God builds something, He builds it right. And He doesn't stop until He's done.
That's right.
That's what Paul said.
Right.
He's going to work on you and finish that work until the day of Jesus Christ.
Right.
When you get to the day of Jesus Christ, it's done. On one side, when you get born again, you're at the day of Jesus Christ in your own life because you get Jesus Christ in your soul with Him. And you're born again, and you're in that sense, you're ready for the journey. On the other hand, I'm a spiritual babe in Christ coming in here, eating the Word of God, growing in the Word of God, doing what God has called me to do, and He will not stop helping me along the way
right.
and building my life to where He wants it
right.
until the work is done.
Amen.
The devil can't touch me any sooner then God's done with me.
Right.
We know the story of Job quite well. Sometimes I always say, Lord, help me never have to go through what Job went through.
Yeah.
Job went through it.
Right.
But you know, you think about how much Job went through, we preach on it quite often. God's gotten the glory out of that story for thousands of years since that story's happened.
Right.
Old Job sitting there, probably wondering what's going on and why me, but you know what he stayed true to, Brother Jim? He stayed true to God.
Yes.
He said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, Job trusted God.
Right.
And when I started with, before the devil could even bother Job, who did he have to get permission from?
God.
God has everything under His hands, people. He's got control. The devil can't touch you. He can't bother you. He can't even work on you and even attack you without God's permission.
Amen.
Don't worry. Oh, the devil's got a blow on me. He might come with a blow, but God's got your back. He's giving you the word. He's giving you the armor. He's giving you everything you need to whip him. Because Paul said, be confident in that. That God will start a work in you. He'll finish until the day of Jesus Christ. God's not going to stop working on you until He's done with you. You just rest in the fact
Amen.
That God's got your life in His hands.
Yes.
Now, I always like to just make sure I'm very clear because I've been going to church for many years. And some people could come into church and they could preach this in such a way. They talk about you being born again. And then they would talk about, well, you need to get patience. And temperance, and brotherly kindness, and see, I believe when God comes in here, and then my nature's changed, all those things come in there.
Amen.
Right there at that new birth.
Right.
I believe now. I got a flesh. I got things that are sticky that sometimes the devil has access to, and I don't always look so patient. But that He who's on the inside of me is perfect,
right.
and spotless, and sinless. He has patience. He has temperance. He has brotherly kindness. And he manifests through me many times, but there's times in my flesh I might not have the patience I should have. And I repent and I can move on. But what I don't want you to think this morning, because I've been preached to this way before, they'll get you born again and then have you still work and try to climb up some ladder like you're not there yet and you're not there yet. That's not my point this morning. Let me say it again. When you're born again, you got everything you need for the journey.
Yes,
yeah. All I'm trying to say is we're going through life. We're on this side and called for a purpose. And God is working on us. And what he does to us, he preaches to us. And he strengthens us. And he gives us a word and we go stronger. And then we go through trials. Brother Branham said, character's a victory. And we get character. And God gives us all those things. But it's not because we're not good enough and we're trying to work our way to heaven. No, this is just God working on us. He's turned us into what he wants us to be. But don't worry. There's nothing in your life that's going to hold up the rapture. I don't believe that. God has this, Brother Branham said, God's time clock is right on time.
That's right.
There ain't nobody going to stop God's time clock, Brother David.
Amen.
But what I like about it is we can go through life sometimes because I can talk about personal. You can feel down. You can feel like, can I make it? But God has got you right where he wants you. And he will see you through. Yeah. He will see you through to the other side of the trial. He will help you on the other side of the trial, yeah, to get through the trial. He will give you what you need to get through the trial.
Amen.
Oh, I thank God for those promises.
Amen.
Let's turn over to Psalms, the chapter 139, and read it for a minute. I think this will make you get a little excited. I like this chapter. Sometimes I come over here and read this when I'm going through some things. But let's read this, kind of take our time with this here. Psalms chapter 139, verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off.
Amen.
Now, let's let that soak in for a minute. He searched you. He knows you. He knows your downsetting, your uprising. He understands your thoughts. He knows what you're going through. He knows your worries. He knows exactly where you are, and he's got the whole world in his hands, as we used to sing that song as a kid. Oh, we serve a great God.
Amen.
Now listen to this. This will give you that more confidence that he who began a good work, he'll get you all the way through. Now listen. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Now, Brother Tom, I started serving God at a decently young age, and at that point in time, Brother Jim, I've tried to serve God. I believe that God's word in his word is his truth, and in that word, he's got things he asks you to do. I love God. I want to serve God.
Amen.
And I want to do the things he wants me to do, and I believe that's the desire of every true believer. But I'm also here to tell you, no matter how much my desires are right, I don't always manifest always those things which are perfect and good. But I'm glad God is acquainted with all my ways, and he does not hold those ways against me. Thank God for his amazing grace. He knew how I would be in my downfalling and shortcomings and uprisings before I even had a chance to manifest them. He knew how many times a fly would bat its eyes. He knew how many times I'd fall on my face. He's acquainted with my good, not just my bad and my ugly, but he knows, and he's still God, and he's helping me, and he doesn't give up on me, and he still loves me, and he keeps me. See, David had David needed this kind of word. You know why? Because David didn't always live the best kind of life.
Yeah.
David, you know what David had going for him is he loved God.
Yeah.
He was a man after God's own heart. He was a man that said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against ye." You know, that's really what happens to every born-again believer. You get that new nature inside of you, you got that right kind of heart. The heart that loves God's word, just like David. That's what David had going for him. And no matter how bad some things David did, God never stopped loving David. Never stopped helping David. Never stopped getting David where he needed to be. Oh, that same thing applies to you and me this morning. Because David had a man killed.
Yes.
I don't know about you. I always say we all have our own top 10 lists. We all have our own 10 commandments.
Yeah.
We have the... Well, I always say, because I know what mine are, I got my rankings, right? you know, in carnality, because Jesus paid it all for no matter how bad the situation is.
Amen.
That's why I like to call it top 10, because no matter if it is on my top 10, it don't matter. What matters is Jesus paid it all.
Yes.
Right.
But I always like to say, you know, my carnality, killing, I think, probably be on everybody's top 10. If you kill somebody, that's almost we'd almost in our carnality. I don't know if you can make it to heaven if you kill somebody. Well, I'm here to tell you, our brother David in the Old Testament had somebody killed.
Yes.
And he was a man after God's own heart. He reaps what he sowed, but that didn't stop him from being a man after God's own heart.
Right.
I thank God for that kind of understanding. Because I may not kill somebody, but I've done my own things.
Right.
And God still takes care of me. Now listen to verse 4. For there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high, I cannot attain unto it. Now listen to these next verses now. I don't know. These verses get me excited, Brother Dave. I almost have this chapter memorized because it helps me. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, thou art there. And if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
Yes.
If you ever got born again, God's with you all the days of your life.
Amen.
Through the good times, through the bad times, through the times even when you make your own bed in hell, God's right there with you to get you out of that situation and help you along your way.
Amen.
And he doesn't stop helping you just because you made your bed in hell. He's with you your entire life. Because he who begins a good work in you will see you all the way through. You're one of his. And no matter what mistakes you make, you'll always be one of his. And he's going to get you through this thing called life. And we're all going to be on heaven one day where we'll be perfect in all three realms. And then that'll be like the full day of Jesus Christ for me. I'll be perfect in all three realms. No more tears, no more sorrows, no more problems. But I'm here to tell you, until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, I'm going to trust God to finish what he started.
Right.
I trust that God is going to continue to give me his word and build my understanding. And one day, I'm going to get a change in the body. Right? I used to say, there was a point in my life, Brother Jim, I could say I was going to get older when that change of body happened. Now I'm old. I got gray hair in my beard. But there is coming a day, Brother Warren. It started at my new birth. Now, I could go back before my new birth. I was in God's mind. But I'm just talking about on this side of life here for a minute.
Amen.
I got born again.
Right.
I'm the child of God.
Right.
I can't lose it. I'm still till the day of my redemption.
Yes.
I might go through some things. The devil's going to lie to me, try to make me think I'm not worthy. He's going to ask me, do you really think you got it? I'm going to remind him I am confident that the God that gave me my new birth is going to see me all the way through. He will keep me. He will lead me. He will guide me.
Yes.
This I am fearfully. I'm going to read this here in a minute. It says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm right where God wants me this morning. I believe it that strong, people. I'm right here at church this morning. I'm a 43-year-old man. Been serving God for quite a few years. I've had good times, bad times, down in the valley, up on the mountaintop. But I'm here this morning, still serving God, right where he wants me. I believe the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. I believe we're right where we're supposed to be, and he's going to get us all the way to that body change where we will be perfect in all three ribs, and I'm going to be in heaven where I'm going to live forever and ever and ever. I have no doubts in my mind, because I'm like Paul. I am confident that he who started a good work in me will see me all the way through. So if I in heaven or in hell, you're right there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. And if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. See, I like this. This rebukes the devil.
Yes.
I whip the devil with this sometimes.
Right.
Once again, I want to serve God. I'm not trying to just live in the old kind of life. But I'm telling you, I'm not perfect. But as far as God's concerned, he sees me one way.
Yes.
He sees me as a born again child of God. He sees that new nature down on the inside of me. He sees that desire. He knows I love Him. I'm one of Him. And as far as God's concerned, I'm spotless. I'm sinless. I'm ready for the journey. And God doesn't even see my mistakes because He's cast them in the sea of His forgetfulness. Right. See, that's why God's different than you and I. Right. You know, earlier, I'm a man. I tell you, sometimes I don't want to remember people because I can't forget things. Because men don't know how to forget things. But God's so great, He has a sea of forgetfulness. And when God forgets something, He'll never remember it anymore. And thank God He doesn't. Because all of our sins, all of our mistakes, He nailed that Calvary. And He's put in a sea of forgetfulness. We're justified this morning. Light and darkness. God's looking at me the right way saying, that's my child down there.
Amen.
No matter how bad David got and how low David got, that was still a man after God's heart. And you go through life, and you go through trials, you go through situations, you go through some things that you feel like you are the one that made the bad decision, you're in the middle of reaping what you sowed. Keep in mind, you're still a child of God. He sees you as His son and daughter. He's working in you. He'll see you all the way through, and He'll even get you through that situation.
Yes.
See, this is the greatest thing that can happen to you. That's what I would tell any young person in their life. Get with God. Get a relationship with God. Get a new birth. Go to church.
Right.
Put Him first in your life.
Right.
Let Him work on you.
Amen.
Let Him help you along the way.
Amen.
He'll get you through everything you need to get through.
Right.
Even when the world don't understand you. Even when your church people and sometimes your mom and dad don't even understand you. Jesus will get you through it.
Amen.
He knows how to get you through school. Even when you do the things that mom and dad ask you not to do. He's got that grace for you. He'll send you back to a loving mom and dad. Say, that's all right. We're going to go to church anyhow. Even on those times when you think you've made the worst mistake in your life, come right back here in the house of God. Because amazing grace is in here. The Word's in here. The Word might rebuke you a little bit, but that's okay. He does that because He loves you. But God's never going to stop helping you and working on you and giving you what you need. He'll give you grace in a time of trouble. He'll hide you in His pavilion. He'll lift you up and set you on a rock. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Serve Him all the days of your life.
Amen.
David said, I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen a child of God begging for bread.
Right.
Never gone hungry.
Never.
He's always helped us, Brother David. He's never, you can't die a day sooner. In the natural, David sees some people never go hungry. God's going to take care of His own.
Amen.
He's got work for Him to do. He's going to feed you so you can do that work. And spiritually, thank God, He's given us a word, a 7-course meal, and He's given us the full revelation of Jesus Christ. My God takes care of me. He who begin a good work will see us all the way through. You'll never lose by serving Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You'll never lose by getting that new birth.
Amen.
He will help you all the way through life.
Right.
Verse 13, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
Feed that to the devil. Oh, but I saw what you did yesterday. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm a child of God. Oh, I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. Oh, He's helped me. More importantly, I've got a new birth. I have a new nature. I'm a child of God. He doesn't even see my mistakes. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm at Little Bethlehem this morning, devil, serving God, preaching.
Amen.
You know, that's what people sometimes fail to see, Brother Jim, is we have these top 10, and if people aren't manifesting our top 10 rules, we'd almost take God from them. And then people fail to realize that that person's lived their life and they have their own life. And the thing they're doing this morning, just by getting to church, is they overcome 10 million demons just to get to church this morning. And we give no credit to that because they don't meet all of our top 10. Maybe they came to church this morning and before they got here, they smoked a cigarette. There'll be a last time they smoked that cigarette. But, you know, we were more focused on the cigarette than the fact that they got to the house of God. I'm focused on them getting to the house of God. This is where you can get your help. This is where God's going to help you. And that's and we got a top 10 sometimes. Well, you did this morning. I don't know if you're one of them. I'm here to tell you that's just a lie from the devil. If he's ever started to work in you, you're always his child. He always sees you sinless. And he's always willing to help you and give you grace.
Amen.
Thank God for that kind of understanding. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm right where I'm supposed to be this morning. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Yeah, I'm going to stop there, but you can go on down reading. He eventually says, all my members were written in thy book. David had it. Psalms 139 is a powerful chapter, people.
Yes.
It reminds you who you are. It reminds you that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. It reminds you that God knows everything about you. He knows your thoughts. He knows your uprising, your downsetting. Light and darkness is saying to him, if you make your bed in hell, he's right there to help you. He ain't leaving you. He's never going to forsake you. He's always with you. And David reminds you, like I start off with, and oh, by the way, even in the middle of all this, don't forget, God knew who you were before the world even got here and you even had a chance to mess up.
Amen.
And all your members were written in this book.
Amen.
Oh, that ought to make you feel pretty good this morning. That makes me feel pretty good. I know I serve a living God that's taking care of me, and I can't lose no matter how much I try to run from him.
Amen.
Jonah tried to run from him, and God already had a fish made to grab a hold of him and send him back on his way. God ain't going to lose one of his. He said, no man shall be able to pluck him out of my hand.
Yes.
He's a good author and finisher of our faith.
Right.
He's got the whole world in his hands. That tough marriage situation you're in right now, he's got the world in his hands. That tough trial you're going through, he's got the world in his hands.
Right.
That situation that your son's going through, he's got the world in his hands.
Yes.
Oh, he can touch Johnny just like that. Whatever we need.
Yes.
God has the world in his hands. I was telling my friend last night, see, I believe James could get a liver transplant, but I believe he could come walking in here this morning.
Right. Amen.
I said, I don't believe to get healed, he has to have a new liver. Now, if that's the way God decides to heal him, all fine and dandy. God's the only healer there is. But James can come to church tonight.
Yes, he
can walk out there and shock them all.
Amen.
Go from needing a liver to say, I don't know what happened, but your liver is as good as new. That's how much I believe God's real, Brother Jim.
Amen.
I believe God can do that. He's the guy that can help you through and to all life. He watches the little sparrows. He watches the little lilies. He's got us in his eyes. The devil can't touch you without his permission. And even if he lets the devil touch you, he will help you through that situation.
Yes.
Oh, we can't lose. We've already won. We've already found Jesus. The devil's lost a soul he's never had. I'm on my way to heaven. He started to work in me, and I know I'm going to make it all the way to the day of Jesus Christ. I'm going in a rapture. I'm going to get a change in the body, and I'm going to live forever. And I will not cry, and I will not have sorrows, and I will not have problems. I'll be in a Garden of Eden condition, living and being happy, and enjoying God and His creation.
Amen.
That's how much I believe He'll see me all the way through.
Right.
I don't believe I can lose this thing. I believe I'm sealed, signed, and delivered.
Yes.
I believe God will get me all the way to where I need to get to. But come what may, let the next child come.
Amen.
We're going to get through that too. Because he who began a word work is able to finish it.
Yeah.
And will finish it. He's the author and the finisher of your faith.
Amen.
I hope that helps you a little bit.
Yes.
Now I want to tie this in before I get done this morning to another thing God did. I want to talk about the bride of Jesus Christ. Because I want to show you how great God is.
Thank you, Lord.
God started a church there in his early church ages, Brother Jim, and the devil didn't even know what he was doing.
Right.
Brother Branham said God kept this masterpiece hid
until
it was completely made. And God's so great, he went back there and he gave a major prophet, because God does nothing until he first reveals it to his servants, prophets. And those early disciples and Paul the prophet, they had the word of God just perfect. But God's a master builder.
Yes.
He authored this thing, that first church up there in the book of Acts. They had that word of God. They said, this is that. Don't you think we're drunk? This is what the Joel prophesied about. We're just manifesting the word of God.
Right.
And the devil had no clue God started building his bride.
Right.
And here come Paul with the truth. Paul so much has the truth. He said, if any man comes and preach any other doctrine than that which I've already preached to you, let him be accursed.
Yeah.
Paul had that truth. But here's how so great God is. God keeps his word, people. Oh, he's a master builder. Oh, he who begins something, he knows how to finish this thing. God's word already said, except a corn of wheat falls into the ground, it abides alone. And that bride corn of wheat had to fall on the ground. And Brother Branham said there was four death measures. He said that caterpillar, that four stages of that insect, ate away. But really all God was doing was just fulfilling his word. Holding back the word, letting the devil think he's eating away at it. But God's building the whole time. Those first church age messengers, Paul, Irenaeus, Martin, and Columba, did exactly what God wanted them to do. And do you realize because the seals, the book was sealed up, they didn't even realize what part they were playing. Because the book was sealed, it was a hidden mystery. Right. But God's so great, even with the book being sealed up, He gave every one of those believers down there everything they needed to do their job exactly the way they were supposed to do it. Columba didn't know he was the fourth church age messenger. That wasn't revealed until the end time. But you realize Columba fulfilled that fourth age church age messenger exactly to the T? Why? Because God, who begins a good work, He'll finish it all the way through.
Amen.
This thing was sealed up. They didn't even know what they were doing. Yet the whole time God was working, Brother Warren, and doing exactly what He had planned to do.
Amen.
Build His body.
Amen.
He says, I got to take this thing into the ground so I can bring forth much fruit. And it's going to look bad for a little while, but I'll send my spirit in every age and get them through.
Amen.
Even when they were going through those dark ages, when they were feeding them to the lions, what did God do? He said, I'm going to give them a spirit of an ox.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them a sacrificial spirit. I'm going to help them along the way.
Yeah.
Oh, we get worried about our own little visual life. Do you guys realize God worked on a 2,000-year-old body that didn't even know the seals like we know them, didn't even know fully what they were doing, yet God was with them so much, building His body so much, doing a perfect work that it went exactly the way it was supposed to go.
Amen.
The devil couldn't even touch them.
Right.
He said, Brother Ben said, they had 100 lives to give, they would have gave all 100. Because God gave them everything they needed to get the job done. Oh, He's a master builder.
He
was so great, He says, I'm going to build this body and I'm going to have it covered. I ain't going to tell the devil Columba's my messenger. I ain't going to tell him Martin's my messenger. He said, but what I'll do is I'll come and give my spirit to Columba. I'll give my spirit to Martin. I'll give them everything they need to do their job exactly the way they're supposed to do it. Because I'm going to build this body. And I'm going to make sure the devil can't touch it and can't interrupt it and can't not make it happen. I'm going to keep it hidden. I'm going to build it. And do you realize that's what God did for 2,000 years?
Amen.
He sent a Luther. And Luther wasn't even sure he was worthy to go to heaven. Because you read about Luther, I think he smoked and drank and all these other things, thought, I can't make it to heaven. And the whole time God watched, protecting him. Saying, well, I can't let the devil know who this man is, but I'm going to use him. And you know, we have this written form of this Bible this day because of Luther. Because
right.
It was for about almost 1,000 years, the Catholic Church ruled
the
Christendom. And they had their own Bible. And people weren't educated enough to read it and see that they were preaching false doctrine. So God sent Luther and gave him the spirit of a face of a man, as that other beast in there. A man had great intellectualism. Says, I'm going to use you to get this Bible in printed form. Now here the devil is trying to get as many people as he can, just like he's trying to get them in Moses' day, trying to kill him. But you know who he couldn't kill, Brother David? Luther. Because God had a work for him to do.
Right.
He was building a body. Luther had to come forth and preach justification. Because that's what the body needed. And God had this thing so hidden. He was building. He began a good work in the first church age. Right before it and under that foundation. And God was going to see the whole thing through. And keep it protected and keep it hidden. Did the same thing in Wesley's day. Did the same thing. And then he got a prophet here. And what happened the day of Jesus Christ came? When you go back to Philippians, it says, he who began a work will do it all the way to the day of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Well, what happened in this day? Christ himself came back. The day of Jesus Christ happened. And what did God say? Hey, devil, too late now. It's built now. All seven ages have showed up now. Laodicea is here and it's done. Now I'm coming down myself. I'm going to unveil. That's what Brother Brennan preached, the masterpiece, right? He used Michelangelo's portrait of Moses. And eventually, he was so happy with that portion, he threw his chisel out and said, speak. Well, that's what God did in this day. He kept this thing hidden for seven church days long, began a good work, saw all the way through until, guess what? He came down himself.
Amen.
Says, I'm going to get in it now. I'm going to marry it now. Oh, God is so good, Brother David.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know why God put that. Well, I do now. I know why God put that scripture on my heart this morning now. He who begins a good work will see you all the way through. He does in your everyday life. Don't worry about what you're going through. God's going to get you through it. You're going to get where you need to get.
Amen.
You're guaranteed to. It's a promise in the book. He won't lose any. No man will be able to pluck you out of his hand. And when you're getting down a little bit, just remind yourself what he did with the church ages. How he kept that thing hidden. Even though it was sealed up and Columbus and the Luthers and the Wesleys of the world didn't even fully know what role they were fulfilling. But they were fulfilling exactly the way they were supposed to. Why? Because God was with them doing his building, doing everything he's supposed to do. Keeping it hidden, keeping it protected. God is great, people.
Amen.
He will see us through. We are going to finish what we're supposed to finish.
Yes.
Oh, Brother Branham might have passed away, but he did his job. We're going to do our job now. We're going to keep preaching what Brother Branham preached. That's what Revelation 10th chapter, verse 8 through 11, eat the book, prophesy again. Prophesy what Brother Branham prophesied. Keep preaching that same message. And we're going to do our job.
Yes.
Until one day we're not going to have to be here anymore. We're going to leave this earth. I ain't quitting. I ain't giving up. And you know what? I know I'll do it. See, it just depends how you want me to talk about it. One sense of work, I'm here doing the job. I'm preaching like I'm supposed to preach. And I'm believing like I'm supposed to be believing. On the other hand, God will help me the whole way. He'll give me everything I need to get the job done.
That's right.
But we're going to get the job done.
That's right.
I believe the church is formed. She's standing on her feet. We just got to get out of here. That's the only thing on my plate. I know, but God will see us all the way through and give us everything we need. He's done it in my individual life. He's done it for the bride of Jesus Christ. He's done it for the earth. Even the earth is right on the time clock it's supposed to be.
Man.
Everything's right where it's supposed to be. Why? God's been working this thing this whole time. And when God starts something, he knows how to finish it right. When God makes something, he makes it right. When God builds something, he builds it right. We can be confident in this and rest assured that God's got our lives in his hands and will see us through. And we will do everything that we are supposed to do, no doubt about it.
Amen.
You can walk confidently towards that.
Amen.
God's going to see you through.
Yes.
Oh, that next trial you go through, just remember, God's going to see you through.
That's right.
He got you through the bear, like he did David. He got you through the lion. He'll get you through Goliath. He who starts something, he'll finish it. Look unto Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't let these weights so easily beset you. Just trust in God. Rest in the fact. You're here serving God. He's got you where he wants you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. He's going to keep preaching to you. As long as you're on this side, you're going to keep coming to church. You're going to keep eating the word. You're going to keep winning your victories. And you're going to walk on out of here one day like Enoch. All the Bible says one day Enoch was found not.
Amen.
He pleased God, it says.
Yes.
You know how we please God? It's impossible to please God without faith.
Right.
And how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. We keep hearing the Word of God, keep believing the Word of God, keep eating on the Word of God, and we're going to be just like Enoch.
Right.
One day, he just won't find us. Until then,
man.
I'll keep trusting God.
That's right.
Until then, my heart will go on singing.
Right.
Until then,
right.
I'll keep rejoicing about what I got. Until then, I'll keep believing the prophet's message. Until then, I'll keep serving God. Until then, I'll come back to church if time. If we're still here next Sunday, I'll be planning on being at church to hear some more Word of God. If I live another 10 years, I'll keep fighting a good fight. Let trials come, let come what may. I know that God will get me through it. I know He's in me. I know I got what I need. I'll fight that devil. I'm going to overcome. I will finish my course. That's what Paul said. I've kept the faith. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. We all are going to be able to say that one day. Whether we say it because we pass away on this side or whether we say it because we're raptured. One day we're going to be able to say, I have finished my course. Oh, I'm excited to think about that day.
Yes.
But you know, I've said it before. God is, he's a smart God. Of course he is. He never gives you this whole 20 page, you know, God works in pieces. Because if he told you everything at once, one, you wouldn't be able to handle it. Two, you'd collapse under the pressure of it. So what God does, he just feeds you a little bit at a time. One instruction at a time, I say. You know, you think about the stories, he didn't give them too many instructions, do this and then this. It's just one day at a time, one message at a time. Recognizing your day and his message, one instruction at a time. I'm just going to keep getting one instruction at a time. Until one day it says, it's time to go.
Yeah.
What a day that will be.
Amen.
We can be confident of this and trust and praise God for it.
Amen.
Thank you for letting me come down and praise God with you this morning. Continue to keep us in your prayers, Brother James in your prayers. Be praying for your pastor and family to get home. We love God. Always enjoy coming down with you. Until next time, as Brother Baker would say, here, there, or in the air. Come on, Brother Jim. God bless you. God bless you.